Famous Brands, which owns and operates Steers, Wimpy and Tash's, among others, released a statement after the market closed yesterday, warning that its year-end February 2019 results would likely be poor. The company is pegging that earnings will be down as much as 20%, is attributing a weaker performance to Eskom blackouts, as well as economic and political uncertainty. Its operations in the UK have also been a huge blight on its performance. Sales at its gourmet burger kitchen chain are said to be down some 7% as that economy struggles with poor consumer sentiment. To tell us how the local market reacted to the news this morning and more, I'm joined on the line by Rowan Williams. He's a director at Nitrogen Fund Managers. Rowan, it's always telling when companies slip a note in the mail after the market's closed. So what happened to Famous Brands' share price at the market open and how did it close?
Yeah, so tough day following that update from Famous Brands, down 7%. It opened very weak and continued to trade around the 80 Rand mark for most of the day. So market reflecting its disappointment in the update.
Fundamentally, when you look at what's happening in the South African market in terms of the consumer being under pressure, was Famous Brands' statement really a surprise?
Yeah, not really. I guess the market had come to expect good numbers from Famous Brands. It had delivered for a number of years really strong growth, solid growth. But facing a difficult trading environment in its two primary markets, being South Africa, and also in the UK, where it's facing particular challenges.
Yes. Now, on to the UK. So it's got its gourmet burger business, kitchen business, and it's already had to make impairments on losses in that particular market. Is there any particular reason why they've chosen to hold on to that particular asset, or it's because there are no buyers available?
Yeah, certainly. I think given the uncertain outlook, particularly near term for the UK economy and the weak trading that we're seeing in the retail sector there, I'm sure there are no buyers. They own the business. They're committed to it. It has a number of stores. It has a number of leases. And it seems that the best is that they need to try right-size the business and cut the cost base to get it back to profitability, albeit, I'm sure, much lower than the initial levels at which they purchased it at.
And just going back to their statement where they cite Eskom blackouts as part of the reason for their poor performance, is that a bit of a cop-out or you think that is a genuine reason?
No, I think if you looked at the festive trading season, it's one of their key trading periods, and the blackouts in the trading areas like shopping malls is a dissuasion for consumers to visit the malls, I think. And whereas Famous Brands may have been a bit defensive that people may have gone to malls and from the experience and not done as much shopping but still had a meal, I think people just weren't going to the malls, and so they did see a drop-off in their numbers.
Do you think the company is sufficiently geographically diversified that it will get through what is currently a difficult patch and become a winning stock again?
Yeah, look, it's certainly they've improved their diversification. I guess the one small highlight was the Africa and Middle East business. That seems to be trading reasonably well. They're still seeing some growth there. It is small in the context of the business. And certainly the two parts to the South African business, the mainstream brands doing a little bit better and as opposed to the signature brands. So I think there is an element of defensiveness. Food purchasing behavior, consumption behavior is changing more to food services. If we do see a pickup in the economy, it will be a stock to consider again.
So buy, sell or hold?
Yeah, I think until they sort out the problems in the UK, it still continues to burn cash, which is a concern. And we don't know exactly how bad the numbers are going to be when they report in May. So I think I'd wait to see and get a clearer outlook for both the South African and the UK economy first.
That was Rowan Williams. He's a director at Nitrogen Fund Managers.